the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Here we come, 2025. Your witches have revamped the show, kicked off the dust, and scraped off some of the rust. Or at least we're thinking about it. Join us as we look back at the last stinky but memorable year together. Here are your witches, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hello, and Happy New Year, guys.
Merry New Year!
Today is the first day of the year.
Wow.
It's the first day of the rest of your life.
It is. This is the first day of our new season of podcasting. It's season 5. Are you excited?
Yeah? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
Woo! Season the pot.
Yes.
Season the roast beef.
Season the roast beef. We never did get those t-shirts made.
We never did get that. It never went the way we thought it was going
to.
But this is a new year, a new time, a new day.
Let's dig up that old saying and put it on a t-shirt.
That's right. Let's bring back, let's just do all old stuff like, hey Debbie.
No. Let's go forward. How about that?
Come on.
We are going to remember, do a lot of remembering. This is going to be just a tiny little mini-sode because we still need to get our ducks in a row for our next season. All the new changes we're going to make, but we're
filled with surprises.
We are,
but
we wanted to give you a little wrap up of our 2024 year. So let's remember it.
Okay,
hold on.
I love best of stuff. It's a audio medium. Lisa's looking fondly at the past.
Thing this.
So let's start with. What is the best thing that you think happened to you in 2024?
Oh, my God. The Hanukkah bush thing from the last episode.
Amazing. I'm so glad I pulled that out. Yeah.
You guys really brought it back for me.
Gave him some bush.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. From the season, from the show, or in our lives?
Both. How about let's do both?
Okay.
I was thinking in our lives, but, you know, it's always nice to bring the show into it.
Every show is like a child. I can't pick a favorite.
I get it. I'm going to have to say just because I didn't really think about these because I thought of the questions.
Yes.
But in the recent past, I think I was really, really happy with how our Thanksgiving went.
Yeah.
And the fact that I got to see so many of my grandkids' kids on that day and that they made time to actually spend time with us. And that meaned the world to me. They meaned it so much.
I'm so glad you had a good day, darling.
They were like, Grandma, you do not have the best vocabulary. But
grammar's for sissies. Grammar's so 2023.
Agreed.
Say what you want. Say what you feel. And I really mean that.
In 2024, I mean to tell you that
I think we just started a new thing. Mm-hmm. Seasoned the roast of grammar.
You know that this is driving Marcia crazy right
Probably.
Now.
Oh, she's like, you guys stop already.
Yeah, she's
ripping
her hair.
So how did season the roast start again? Did we season it with our tears?
I don't remember either.
We'll have to dig
Amanda.
That up.
She listens to the show.
She's our encyclopedia.
She really is.
She's our index.
Yeah, she was telling me about some old shows she was listening to and stuff. It was really cute.
But she's the best.
Yeah. Anyways, what was the best thing for you, Daryl? Can you think of something?
I really enjoyed. I know that it was kind of a little stressful. We were had kind of a stressful time. I was really happy to do the little benefit thing that we did at the Elks.
That was great.
That really made me happy, and to be able to help somebody out a little bit, just a little bit, even, you know, and just was nice to be in front of a crowd again.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It was
and
cool.
We met some lovely people.
Yeah, I mean.
The Elks were so generous with their time and their space and everything. That's a fun little bar, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, that was my favorite. I look forward to 2025 doing some more stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
That would be so awesome.
Because we never, of course, doing this, we never get instant reaction, you know? And sometimes we'll get reaction online. You know, you can't actually hear people laughing.
Right.
Or, you know.
Except
but,
for me. Well,
that's
a cackle.
That, and also, I got to go back to, we did a lot of stuff with our Patreon this last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we did a lot of karaoke shows, uh-huh. everything. And like you say, you don't get to hear the laughs and get to see the people front, you know, front and center. And yes. we had a really good time with our Patreon. We kind of got tightened up the group a little
bit
this year.
Yeah, it would be fun to get back into doing yeah. stuff. Yes. At least on a monthly basis.
Yeah, that would be nice. And we brought it up a couple episodes ago, but it's really gratifying that some of our Patreons that didn't know each other are now becoming friends mm-hmm. outside oh, yeah. of us.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. We were not the glue that keep you together, but maybe the Venus flytrap that got you together.
Okay.
I don't know. That was a weird metaphor.
Yeah.
But I really meaned it.
Yes, did you?
Well, and the cool thing about it, too, is we have people that aren't Patreon that are our actual friends that met our Patreon yes. that are now friends, too, as yeah. well.
That's so much friendship.
So much fun. yeah. We are no longer.
And it's all because of us.
Yeah.
We are no longer good witch, bad witch, man witch. We are friendship witches.
Friendship. Yeah.
We're like a dating website where you don't date.
Right.
I guess.
Also.
Slide right.
Unhinged.
Another really, really great thing for me this year was being able to go to New York with my girlfriends.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
It was just, I mean, it was a trip of a lifetime. It was the best people that I could be with who just took care of me in spite of the fact that I didn't have disabled. A lot to go with and I was a little disabled and I'm not afraid of New York anymore.
Yay!
And I can't wait to show my husband around.
Yes.
And so yeah, I'm just it's just
you
exciting.
You thought that New York City was all like that movie The Warriors. Like everybody yeah. had baseball bats uh-huh. and they were in a game.
I thought it was like New Orleans at 2 o'clock in the morning on steroids.
Oh.
All the time.
It ain't.
No, it's just a city, beautiful? Right?
It is. I wasn't scared. I knew I would be. Yeah. I wouldn't even be scared to go by myself.
Yeah, no. You shouldn't.
No, I could totally go.
Yeah, I think maybe we just got fed the thing of like New York City from the 80s.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I stepped on nary a needle.
No.
Not one heroin needle did I find.
Yeah, the one that I stepped on, it just threw it to the side.
It just made me feel good about myself.
I was like, so pretty.
Hey, lady, yeah. that was my needle. I'm sorry.
So those no were problem. My bestest things.
Oh, that was good. This is going to sound weird. Okay, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
So at the beginning of January, we had my dad's funeral service at, Fort Morgan? That's not what it's called. Fort Logan.
Fort Logan, yeah.
Yes. I was going to say Fort Lupton.
It was way Lupton out there.
Lupton Soup. No.
Fort Lipton.
Fort Lipton.
And the service afterwards at the American Legion and stuff. And I just thought they did such a beautiful job, and it was so... it honored my dad so perfectly, and I think that he would have loved it. And some of my favorite good times with my family, extended family and stuff, have been at funerals, which I know sounds insane, but it's anymore. You know, that's the only time you really see people.
Weddings and funerals.
Exactly. Yeah. I have family in Georgia and Iowa and all of that, and everybody united to honor my dad, and that was a really, really beautiful day.
No, yeah. it was an incredible ceremony. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have never been to a military funeral
service, yeah.
Service, they're incredible.
Oh, yeah. That was and the first for me.
When the 21-gun mm-hmm. salute went off, mm-hmm. your poor little nephew, that first shot, boom, and it shook him, and I looked right at him, and he was like, and I'm like, you know, kind of gave him the, there's going to be more, so be prepared. But
yes.
Yeah, no, poor little guy. But so after, at the reception, mm-hmm. I said, boy, that scared you quite a bit. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I wasn't expecting that. And he goes, but it was pretty cool. You
yeah.
know, then after you, he got to know.
He's my birthday twin.
Yeah, they are.
That's
they are
right.
birthday twins.
He is your birthday twin. Yeah. Little Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was a really, really cool day, I guess. And that was at the beginning. And I got to say, it's been pretty shitty ever since.
Yeah, everything has gone hill from there. Yay! Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Hey, did you guys know Brian is going to be 50 in your birthday week?
Yeah.
Yeah, his birthday's January 9th. So those of you that listen, little Santa is going to be a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
He's going to be all grown up.
Oh.
We'll be in the same decade.
Yeah,
younger man, I'm a coug.
You know, you can pull on his beard.
Yeah.
And make some age.
That's nuts.
Yeah, look at me.
I don't know, I just made that up right now. Yeah, terrible.
Makes him go like this all the time.
Yeah.
Jerk around.
Just go up to him and go, oh, no, no. You know what Brian loves? Is what? If you go up to him and go, oh, do, 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 and pull on his beard.
And I've never tried it. That sounds terrifying.
And then boop his nose.
Yeah, oh, he does like a good nose boop.
True.
Oh, my God.
Guy doesn't look a day over 25.
Yep. Miss Lisa, what do you want to do for your birthday coming up? I know we're doing a thing, but let's talk about it.
Okay, well, because it'll be after my birthday, the next episode.
Yeah.
So this is, we get so thanks for asking.
But don't we usually start them on your birthday?
Well, we
around.
Our first one was on
it. Really was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is going to be on this one. It will be on the first.
Yep.
I mean, it is.
It's the first.
It's the first today, and then next week will be the 8th, and so my birthday is the 6th.
Yep.
So I think I'm going to try to take that Monday off so that I can, that's my birthday day.
Yeah.
And stuff, put everybody on either, put hopefully on Tuesday and maybe part of Wednesday, but it doesn't, whatever. And then I'm going to take, I have Sunday off anyways. So what I want to do is I want to make it into two different days.
Yes.
2 days.
Stretch
these,
it out.
Yes. But these are all the things that I want to do. But I'm going to have to figure out how to do it, like, as far as geographically.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't be two places at the same time.
Well, no, but at least, like, it seems like it would be on two opposite ends of the world. So I want to go to Bucky's.
Okay.
Okay.
I also want to, I want to start gathering, and I'll probably do this right around now, the first of the year, and I'm going to ask everybody on my Facebook and all the people and stuff to start like donating some towels and blankets and toys and stuff for dogs.
Okay.
And I want to go to a dog shelter and give them to them.
I have some in the car right now.
Oh, yay!
Okay.
And then I want to also go to Scream and Sugar, or that coffee place.
Yep.
What else?
So Bucky's is in Loveland, Longmont, something like that?
Sure.
Where's Scream and Sugar?
Loveland.
That's way, Loveland. It's way in Denver, I think. The opposite way.
Okay.
But I also want to try one of those really cool restaurants that I'm always sending you guys on Instagram.
Yes.
Don't care which one. I just want it to be new.
Okay.
So I don't know how to incorporate that.
What do you mean?
In.
Which kind of restaurants?
Any of them.
Like the Piper Inn?
Sure.
They do have the best wings.
They got some incredible food.
What was
like.
The one I felt like, I don't know. I'll have to go back because I'm always
sending.
Was it
the one foodie guy, the Mexican guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He goes to some incredible places.
Yeah, I just want to do something totally funky and fun. And I
don't
know.
Where the eating is an experience. Like,
yes.
Like hot pot or something, but
and,
not hot
and
pot.
I was thinking about, I've never done a hot pot either.
That
would
be fun.
Oh, my God,
it's so much fun.
I know.
Yeah.
Hot pot it.
Or dim sum. You would like dim sum.
Never done that either. Uh-huh. Just I just want to do something totally different.
Yep.
On the day that I go to Bucky's, though, I was thinking, don't they have food there? You haven't been either, huh?
Well, I was in the car. Brian went inside. Yeah. We were there 4th of July weekend, like the weekend that they opened. It's insane. It's a city. It's
so huge.
Well,
that's why I was thinking about taking my birthday off and doing that on the Monday.
Yeah.
Because it won't be as crazy.
Well, I mean, it's 4th of July is a huge travel weekend, too.
Yeah,
it's
a gas well, and now,
Sunday,
I think now it might have died down.
Well, but Sunday's going to be crazier than Monday.
Yeah,
so, like,
right.
On Sunday, maybe we can do, and I'm incorporating you guys in.
Sure.
Yeah.
And stuff like do, like, the new restaurant, maybe go to the coffee place, something around in downtown, not downtown, but Denver-ish area that way. And then on my actual birthday, do like Bucky's and then go to the dog shelter and stuff.
Okay, so
because there's a dog shelter in
Fort Lupton. No.
There's one in Fort Lupton and there's also one in Brighton. So we could go to one of those.
What Sunday am I asking for off?
The 5th.
Sunday the 5th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay!
I could probably make that happen.
Okay.
Okay. Yay!
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay.
Cool.
The coolest new food thing that you sent me that looked so good, I think, was in another state.
Yeah.
But it was like a lobster snow cone situation. It was like lobster in a croissant cone.
Uh-huh.
And it had this like garlicky butter sauce that you poured over the whole situation.
It was in New York.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go there.
Okay.
I'm down.
Okay.
So I also...
I'll keep myself from lighting myself on fire.
I was actually going to ask to go to this restaurant. It was called something, and it said on Wadsworth. Oh, my God. I looked it up. They had flights of different kinds of coffees, like frappuccinos. They also have mimosa flights.
Fun.
Oh,
and
wow.
They had, like, the coolest, like, hamburgers that were crazy and this and that. And then I, like... I'll find the name because I actually looked it up. I Googled it and it's in Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
But it's on Wadsworth. Wadsworth that's a long bypass street. In Oklahoma. So yeah, that sucked. But yeah.
Yay. Okay, we'll do some food adventures okay, that yay. Day. That
so those are
great.
Just the things that I'm throwing out there that I want to do.
Perfect. Okay. I love that. Those are great, great ideas and very doable. Yay. So we'll make it happen.
Woo-woo. Okay, let's go back to our year in review and not the
remember
year in Lisa's birthday.
Time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What are your resolutions for the year to come?
I need to get my shit proper together, like physical, material things. I am unorganized completely.
Like, you mean like life insurance and shit, or?
Well, no, like just stuff in my living area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just, nothing makes sense, you know? And if once you get it all straightened out, maintaining it is easy, but I'm still in kind of moving chaos.
Yeah.
And it's unsettling.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Well, I understand where you come from because... Just past our studio area here is a whole storage area that I need to go through and start just figuring out what we've got down here, stuff we can give away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we brought stuff from our house. We kind of jammed a move real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's stuff that I brought that I shouldn't have brought or, you know, should have at the time. But we didn't have the time really to devise stuff up. But, yeah, something like that. Shell's got to do that. And like I said, I would like to do more I can't say more charitable shows, help people out. I really did enjoy that.
That was neat.
We do have a friend that was in a pretty bad car accident and has broke both her hips.
Oh my God!
And everything. She was in a bad car accident. Like to maybe see if she needs a little help. Maybe promote a GoFundMe for her. I know she's got one, but you know, just give it a little shout out or.
And especially while it's fresh in our heads, kind of how to do it. The auction went really well.
Yeah, everybody was very generous. I cannot believe how many people
were so
generous.
Cool.
Yeah, the donors and the bidders.
Well, yeah, and it's so cool that like you can get stuff that you want to bid on.
Yes.
And also the stuff that we give away. A lot of the people, it doesn't cost us anything.
Right, right.
You know, like I did nails and stuff like that. So it's like you can really make money for, I mean, obviously we did, but you know, it's just, it's really great.
That was really cool.
Do you guys want to know what my resolution is?
What's
no.
that?
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I want Ozempic.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to need to have to figure out how to get some of that.
Because don't they say that you have to be a certain weight, overweight?
No, I think it's you have to have a good insurance, and you're supposed to be a type 2 diabetic.
Type 2.
In French, it's type 2.
But I think like they won't give it to skinny people.
No,
I don't think they will.
I think that you can get it if you're skinny enough.
I think that is unethical.
I don't think you can get it from people that are not doctors.
Okay, well, you can also
get it from
cocaine
Dr.
Feelgood. That way
too. yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the number of that pizza joint? That was a good witcha.
I'll take 2 large and 1 Ozempic.
I mean, any kind of money can get you anything.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, but I got to figure out how I can get it for my insurance to help me get it. Because I've heard that it just cuts out the food noise. So it's like, and that just made, it's like, because that's what I have all the time in my head is food noise.
Okay.
I'm constantly thinking
that's
about
crazy.
Food.
That's crazy,
and stuff. It's like, I could be eating and thinking of what my next meal is going to be.
I do that sometimes.
And and stuff. And this just makes you not think about it as much. And so it's a...
What's it make you think about?
It makes you think about puppies more.
No. I want to eat that puppy.
That's interesting.
Lisa will just be walking around wondering what that German Shepherd tastes like.
Well, no. And in this day and age, I absolutely believe they can do that. And we've seen lots of success stories with it. And stuff.
Yeah.
But when I was taking Chantix, I think there's like a little bit of antidepressant in it. But it also cuts off that addictive receptor in your brain that rewards you for cigarettes.
Right.
Or nicotine or whatever. And I mean, I really just literally stopped giving a shit about them.
That's
and
good.
It's magic. I know it had a lot of terrible side effects for other people.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just like, oh, hell yeah. Okay, great.
I've mostly heard that Chantix just gives you really crazy dreams.
Really crazy dreams. But my dreams were, they were very vivid, but I was traveling all the time. I was like, cool, I'm going on vacation tonight.
I can just quit smoking and go on vacation.
Exactly.
Shelly lays back, where are we heading tonight?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So did you guys learn any new skills this last year?
Kind of. I was starting to work at a corporate restaurant. I learned a lot of good skills, I think, of how to manage people and some other stuff. I also learned some things that I don't like or don't want to do. But, I had to learn a different way.
Way of management? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes, because, you know, before my old boss was very willy-nilly, very feelings-based. You know, we didn't, I don't have an MBA or anything like that. You know, we were just figuring it out as we went, and it grew so quickly. So, I don't know. I feel like I am stimulated a little bit by my new job and learning how to do things better.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you guys?
We learned the art of thrifting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's been really fun.
Uh-huh. And it's been...
Yeah, it was kind of
lucrative too. It's fun.
It's something nice to do together.
Yeah, a little adventure and stuff. Well, we have a good time.
And you, I mean, my wife is so incredible at her job that she does, her nail job, and just an incredible person besides that. But you, by making those new press on nails.
Yeah.
That's something you never did before. Mm-mm. So you put that in your repertoire.
You're constantly learning. Yeah.
She never ceases to amaze me. Every time, I mean, I step away from work like a couple of days, I come back, she's got something else going on. I'm like, what's this? Mm-hmm. You know, you did the
trains.
You did that silly sweater nail.
Yeah,
what the heck? But
and it was beautiful. It looked like a raised 3D, like a cable knit sweater.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's not cable knit, but it's 3D. Raised.
Yeah, but she does. She does. You do. You never cease to amaze me on how much you every time.
You don't.
Daryl
phone
watches
it in.
A lot of sports, so I watch a lot of tick-to-talks.
Yes, tickety talks.
Tickety tick-tocks.
Tick to the tick to the tickety tock.
That's one good thing about the tick-tocks and stuff is that you can definitely learn. Like I've so many recipes and nail things.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
Okay. What moments brought you the most joy?
A lot of this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and even more so, to be honest with you, of course, I love seeing you guys in person and you make me laugh and all that other stuff. But I almost enjoy it more listening to it in my car. And the only reason that I listen to it is not because I want to hear what it sounds like to our audience, what the finished product is coming out. And I laugh my ass off in the car.
I just listen to it so we get more clicks.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah. That's smart.
Over and over. I just let it go all day long, every day.
And you're like, my Shelley's voice is like a symphony. Yeah.
Let's see what they did. What we did. Okay. Oh, we're doing good. Shit.
No. I mean, I'm never, and maybe I should be, but I'm never embarrassed or anything like that. I think it's really cute. I think it's a cute, fun show.
Well,
and I hope people enjoy it as much as I do.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, I get to do it, and then I listen to it because I got to edit it and everything. Yeah. And I still sometimes, I wonder what Lisa, if she goes to bed and I'm downstairs doing editing, and I'll be just laughing out loud. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, you know, and then I'm like, you know. And during the summer, it's even funny because I have the doors all open and stuff, you know, and I'm like laughing to the top of my lungs laughing. But I'm like, God damn, we are freaking funny.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it's good times.
Yeah,
it really is. And I'm not to toot our own horn, but
Total tooting. I love that I wasn't going to re-up my theater subscription this year because I wasn't that impressed by the shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I did, just because I love getting dressed up and getting caught up with my other friends that aren't you guys. And, you know, having a nice meal somewhere else.
Other friends besides us.
You have friends outside the office?
Damn it.
But, you know, trying a new restaurant and stuff. And, they're so cute. And they... You know, it's just a different kind of thing. You know, like maybe, I was about to say, maybe I wouldn't like enjoy traveling with them like I do with you or something like that. But I love traveling with Rhiannon. So I might just trade up and push you over. I don't know. No, not at all. No, I love going to the theater. Later. That's one of my favorite things of the year.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, thanks.
I wish I just would go more often.
Did we do some theater? We did a couple shows this year.
We did
the Arvada Center one. That was really cool.
That was cute. That was... The Noise is Off.
Mm-hmm. That
was
good.
That's right. Yeah.
And then we did see...
I saw Wicked. Yeah. Did we see Jagged Little Pill? Was that this year?
Yeah.
Or that was last year?
That was last season.
Okay.
But it's confusing because the season is like July to January.
Yeah.
Season of the pot roast. You never know what you're going to see.
Okay. What do you guys think was your most important lesson, life lesson?
Tomorrow isn't promised.
I mean,
yep. Just any given moment.
Yeah. You know, you just don't. I guess.
Carpe diem.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but one thing that I'm very happy, like I said, that I did go, you know, to your dad's car show.
Yes,
was able
that
to
was
see
awesome,
him and everything. That was one of my like so glad that I got to see that and stuff. So yeah,
that was really cool.
I think that one thing that I learned, and it took me a while to figure it out and kind of come to peace with it. Was I was really, really, I don't know if everybody knows, but I would think that if you listen to this, you know that I'm like my grandson Caden has always kind of been my person and stuff. I feel like we were just had a different bond that I've ever felt with anybody else who wasn't like my mom or my husband and stuff. And he just, I don't know, he just was always just seemed like he was like my person. And watching him grow up and become a teenager, I mean, I got it because I had kids and I saw that. And my sister was 7 years younger than me. So I see, you know, I'm not dumb, you know, or whatever. But I really, really just this year came to terms with not that we're not going to be as close, but that our relationship will never be what it was. And not in a bad way or a good way or any way.
It's just going to be different.
It's just different. And and I just had to really, really wrap my mind around that, because every single time that, you know, as, you know, being a teenage boy or whatever, he blew me off or, you know, whatever, or this and that, or I felt like he wasn't as nice as he should be, or, you know, whatever, or as respectful, that it's not that he doesn't love me as much. He just loves me different. And so that's been a very, very big life lesson for me.
Yeah. And the nice thing was he showed up on Thanksgiving.
He sure did.
And he's turning out to be such a wonderful, responsible young man and working his butt off and doing all the things. The relationship changes, and that's hard to accept sometimes.
It is. And it was. It took me like 5 years to, well, not even that, maybe like 3 years to really accept it. But,
I think that the thing that gives me the greatest joy in my life pretty much all the time is Linus. And I really do think he's a gift from God and or Sparkles. But he just brought my dad so much joy before he left. He's very comforting to my mom. He just knows when you need something. And he just has so many cat-like and people-like qualities. Like, I'll just look over. He's completely unobserved. And he'll just have his paws crossed over each other like he's posing for a nude painting. It's just like a little gentleman.
Like French girls.
Exactly.
French whores.
Or he'll be laying on the pillow next to me like a cat and just snoring, you know, belly up. Just like, you know, just a cute little drunk.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah. So anyway, I really do feel
Did you say like a little drunk?
He just got his fat little belly up in the air and his wiener. Just like,
that's me on a Saturday night.
That's right. Just snoring, having the time of my life. But it's those little joys, and hopefully they last a long time.
Yes. Well, that's one thing that I say I'm thankful for this year and stuff was Amy went through all the stuff that she did.
Right.
My turtle went blind, lost her eyesight and everything. And it was temporary, thank God, because she had a vitamin deficiency. The only thing that sucked was me and Lisa, who, thank God for her, got me through this, had to give her a shot every night for almost
in her neck.
Was it 32 weeks?
It was 30 days.
30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 days.
So different. 32 weeks.
Yeah, 32 weeks.
That was a great week.
32 weeks was a great show on Showtime. Yeah, 32 weeks. I meant 32 weeks.
It was exactly
32 shots. Yeah. Good God.
You're still doing it.
Yeah.
And thank God. Because I seriously, one night was sitting up and I'm just talking to her. And this sounds funny, people, but I love this turtle. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know what to do, honey. I don't, you know, you got to snap out of this. So about four shots in is when she started to kind of come around and stuff. And then about another couple days later, Lisa goes, should she be biting this tongue depressor?
Because she had to take the tongue depressor and move her head away, so that he could shoot her in the neck. Because if not, she would have... Well, the first couple days, she wouldn't have.
She didn't even move. But, yeah, poor thing.
Yeah,
but that would have been so hard to do by yourself. You guys were a good turtle team.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't have done it by yourself. I don't even think the doctor... Because he showed Daryl how to do it.
Yeah, and he had a nurse doing it. Yeah.
So, he tag-teamed the turtle.
Yeah. But now she's not eating, so that's not a good thing.
I think it's because of the cold and the winter. She's kind of like, she's getting older.
Hibernating.
But she wants some seasonal fruits and vegetables.
Hey, could you take me to the beach or something?
Seriously. Get her a pineapple.
Yeah. So what in this new year coming up would you like to improve?
I want to exercise more. I want
Ozempic.
Yeah, no, no, I really do want to be stronger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't really care what size I am right now. It's kind of immaterial, but I just want to be stronger and healthier, and I feel like I have been doing a lot of sitting, and it just feels nice. I want to take this one for a walk every day, mm-hmm. little Linus, and I'm sure he would enjoy that also, but there's always an excuse, you know?
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too this, it's too windy, it's too whatever.
It's too early, it's too late.
And it's so good for your body and your spirit. It and everything else, and you know, it'll probably prolong it, their life for another year or so.
And definitely. I really do enjoy it. I don't know why I don't do it more often.
Yeah, no, I'm just
lazy.
Because
life gets in the way.
Yes, also that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a better exerciser.
There you go. Well, mine's not that. but I'll get on that bandwagon.
I'm putting you a gym membership in your stocking.
Said that's what you wanted.
It is. What I would like to improve, I'm always looking at ways to improve my business and stuff. So that would be something I'd like to kind of revamp, find new things to sell. I think that everybody still loves leggings. We've talked about that. We all still wear them, but we all have enough.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's hard. And they're not really doing anything that's like, we all had enough, but then pockets came along.
Oh,
and we all got rid
everybody
of our old
pockets.
Ones.
Revolutionary. And, yes.
So now I don't know what we need to do, like line them with cocaine or whatever.
We're gonna get
leggings.
We're gonna get leggings that have socks in them.
Those are called stirrup pants.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about those. Those are great.
Bring it back. But anyways, if anybody has any ideas, because I really like doing the boutique stuff, and I really like finding things.
Yeah, we have
people.
A lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like when I don't know if you saw this, but. One of my designers had a last minute deal on the Santa hat, the Skull Santa's leggings.
Oh.
And he was selling them for super, super cheap.
Uh-huh.
So I put him on the website or on my Facebook page.
Like the one Shell's wearing today?
They're close to that, but they're more embroidery looking.
Oh, okay. Fun.
And I was like, these probably won't come in before Christmas. They might, but maybe not. But if you... we'll have them sent right directly to your house. You can have them for $15. They have pockets.
Wow.
Screaming
deal.
I sold like 10 pairs.
Nice.
And stuff. So, I mean, you know, it didn't make an insane amount of money, but enough
they
to
moved.
Well,
to get some presents.
And that's
the
thing, too. We need to have more of a inventory. We have nothing
we
right
don't.
Now.
We don't have any inventory. We have a lot of earrings and stuff like that, but we don't have
any
leggings
stuff,
and stuff. So I just need to revamp a little bit and stuff. So that's something that I'd like to do within the next year.
You know what
year.
I think is going
to
be cool, and we kind of scored some of these, are the socks. Like that have the ramen socks.
Uh-huh.
And just the fun socks would be kind of cool.
I was just going to say, if you guys maybe went more into the accessory business, as I love all of the jewelry that you make, all the earrings are really cute. I am always on the lookout for pretty much anything under $10 just to like freshen up my look or whatever. But like head stuff, you know, not scrunchies, but you know, like clips
big
or
bows, like JoJo.
I need a purple hat for the luncheon.
Yeah.
But I want to say my last five purses I bought from you.
Yeah.
You have really cute purses and wallets and all that other stuff. So in the accessory game, it's always
and I
rotating.
Need to find a place or not a place.
Like a distributor?
We need to display a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to find some room.
Yeah, so we just need to kind of revamp and
sure.
stuff.
Sure, fresh.
Yeah.
And bring back the what is it? Fantasy Friday?
Oh,
Fun Friday videos.
Yeah. Everybody really liked those.
Yeah, we've
been talking about that too.
And Daryl likes cross dressing. So
it doesn't bug me.
No.
I'm not going to lie. Twist my arm. No.
The peachy soft.
Lisa's like, you shouldn't. I'm like, oh, well, you already did.
Well, we said that this was going to be a little mini episode. So let's wrap it up with our hopes for 2025.
Health for me, my family, maybe the witches.
Oh,
And definitely the dogs.
And the dogs, yeah.
Yeah, hope everybody's health and happiness, and pray to God that things turn out good this year for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want everybody to be happy and smile.
Unity.
And laugh.
I'd like to see more unity. I'd like people to get along a little bit better.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, I see it every day, bad things happening. I'm like, come on, guys, let's just take a chance and let's just get along a little bit better.
I love that the most. Also, if you guys could pray specifically for Kay Majors, that would be a nice thing
yes.
for
yeah.
me. She's an awesome lady and she's going through it. She's going through it. She's my mom. So that's my wish. What about you, Lisa?
That just laughing and happy and good, just making memories.
Yeah.
That's all we can do from now on. We don't need stuff. We just need to make more memories.
Yep. Every day should be a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day should be this.
Yeah. Agreed.
Come on. Yep. What we do is to make you happy, and it makes us happy too.
Yeah.
I'm a Valentine bush.
It's my birthday bush.
You ought to shave your bush.
Oh,
it had to go there.
I know.
Always. He's such a boy. Thank you guys for listening to our first show of the season. Stay tuned for all the rest of the great things to
the
come
new fun
this
stuff
year.
Coming up, yeah.
It's going to blow your witch hat off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season of